The sixth aliyah of Parshas Tezria begins by telling us about someone who has a bald spot, who loses hair. So far, this individual is still considered to be tahor. There is a white affliction that is streaked with red, so then that is saras, that is spreading. And the Kohen will examine this and declare him to become tameh. And the pasuk here, memhei, describes the halachos regarding this individual, v'hatsarua asher bo hanega, v'gadav yu firumim, v'rosho ye farua, v'al safam ye ateh, v'tameh tameh yikra. So here we find halachos that will give us the basis for that which is observed by an avel, showing us the relationship between a mitzora and a mace. The Gemara Masachos Nedarim and Daf Samach Dalet Amid Beis understands this relationship to be derived from the pasuk regarding Miriam, Al Na Tehi Kemeis. And the Sfarim note here as well that this relates to the fact that a mitzora comes from the Avera of Lashon Hara, which represents being cut off from Torah and from Klal Yisrael, which is itself the source of life. The pasuk ends with the words, V'tame tame yikra, he shall be declared as impure. And the Gemara Moed Katan in Daf Hey Amid Beis tells us that there's a number of purposes for this declaration. One, that people should stay away, but also that they should ask for rachamim for him. And in the Sefer Yunim B'Parsha, he notes that the whole point here is not only to punish the mitzora, who is presumed to be guilty of averos that brought about his situation, but also to help him find a way out. So therefore, that this is a part of the process, one, that he should feel his isolation, but also there should be tefillah on his behalf. And also this will display to the public the harm of Lashon Hara, which itself is a correction for the original sinner who had wished to spread it. He notes also, from the name of the Pnei Menachem, that this is how to understand the fact that the Jewish people waited for Miriam while she had saras, that is not necessarily seen as a kavod for her, but that this is something that led to them asking what was the nature of the delay. And that was also part of the kapara that was contributing to the atonement, and that is something that we recall when we fulfill the mitzvah of remembering the episode of Miriam. The isolation is emphasized in the next pasuk here, Kol yimei asher hanega bo yitma tamehu badad yeshev michutz hamachaneh moshavo, he shall sit alone. The Gemara Maseches Vachim and Daf Kuf Yedzayin Amud Aleph emphasizes that he sits even separately from other tamehim, and the Gemara Maseches Erechin explains that this is a mida keneged mida, that this is a proportional and relevant punishment, given that the avera of Lashon Hara is presumed to be the source for this affliction, and through Lashon Hara one seeks to divide and to isolate people. So here he is isolated and separated from other people and given an opportunity to introspect as to what brought this about. Rabbi Yonason Sachs noted that the Gemara Maseches Moed Katan and Daf Yudalet Amud Beis tells us that the halachos of a mitzora are applicable even on yontif, and this is in stark contrast to the normal halachos of avelos, which are canceled for yontif, where the Gemara says asi simcha de rabim mevatel avelos diyachid, and that's because when it comes to a normal mourner, he is a part of the community, and therefore the communal celebration comes and outweighs his personal mourning. But when it comes to the mitzora, who had sought to divide the community and to separate people, therefore he is considered himself to be isolated from the community, and the notion that the joy of the public in the sense of yontif will override his personal status is not the case as it is with the avil. Pasuk Mem Zayin begins telling about the incidents of Tsaras in clothing, in Begadim, and the Ramban emphasizes that this is something which is not at all natural, similar to the Tsaras of houses, and all of this is meant to send a message to the people, and therefore it doesn't apply to colored clothing, because one would think that that's simply the nature of the clothing, and specific to clothing that is white, in order to emphasize that it is an unnatural occurrence. And the Sefer Sam Derech notes that this is a little bit difficult to take with other comments of the Ramban in his commentary to Chumash and Parshas Bo, where the Ramban emphasizes that everything is an ace and one is required to relate to all that happens as coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the idea that this is unusual and unnatural seems to be a surprising emphasis. And perhaps the point is that it's specifically one who has failed to appreciate that and has lost his awareness of God's involvement in everything, that therefore needs something that is extraordinary and specifically understood as supernatural in order to send him a sign. In Pasuk Nun Aleph, we find the phrase Tsaras Mameres, and Rashi tells us that that word Mameres is related through the Medrash to the word for Me'era, to the word for a curse, and the Medrash Tanchuma tells us that it's related to the curse that was received by the Nachash HaKadmoni in Gan Eden, and the fact that a Nachash has striped skin is meant to represent Tsaras and was a price for the Lashon Hara that he spoke about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he slandered God and claimed that he was a jealous God. So the Sefer Otzar Plus HaTorah, he notes that perhaps there is somewhat of an irony there, in that the specific pattern that's on the snake makes people want snakeskin clothes, and if it's meant to represent something negative, that seems to be somewhat counterproductive. And he suggests that this could perhaps be explained along the lines of a comment of Rabbeinu Bachya, who noted that the snake is not counted as one of the Shratzim Tumeim in order that people shouldn't be afraid to kill it. So too here, the fact that the snake has a skin that makes it desirable for clothing means that people will be more inclined to kill it, and therefore indeed it is consistent with the fact that this is a part of the curse of the Nachash, and one more indication that this is associated with the transgression and the cost and the consequence of Lashon Hara.